Hey, hey, what's up, Chicago? Guess what? It is Monday, Monday. That's right, July the 25th, 2016, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air, live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and we have an outstanding show for you on today. Man, today's topic is going to be good. It's real simple and to the point. How to leave normal. How do you get away from normal? That's the topic of today's conversation. That's going to be outstanding. I'm excited about that. But as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, in the studio all by myself. Y'all see chairs. All these chairs around here just empty. You know, you got a chair over there. I know y'all see the one behind me on Ustream. Y'all can see the other chair in the corner over there. I'm in the studio all by myself again. Y'all normally know what that means, right? Yeah, I know, right? So we're going to try to maintain some semblance of, behavior today during today's broadcast. But it still should be a good show. But let me give you the rundown on how you can contact the show. If you're already listening, meaning you've already listening, you've already dialed in via your phone, you just push 1 and you can be a part of the show. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, meaning you've already went to the website, you're dialed in, you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, just simply dial 347-934-0546. That's 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And you can find us there. If you're on Twitter, so are we. You can reach us. That's at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We love to read your tweets on the air. Also, Facebook Live. We're live right now on Facebook Live. What's up, Facebook? I see y'all coming on in. Hey, hey. Facebook Live is up and running right now. You can go to our Facebook page and you can find us there as well, or you can go to my personal page and watch from either or either one of those. Ustream, you can follow us on Ustream, ustream.tv. Go to ustream.tv and do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You will find us there as well. Ustream.tv, Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You will find us there. Also, if you want to email the show, you can email the show, TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. We'd love to read your comments or read your emails on the air. And last but not least, iTunes. If you have an Apple device or if you have an iTunes account, simply go to your iTunes account. Go under the podcast section. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. And you can subscribe to the podcast. And guess what? It's free. Don't cost you nothing but a few seconds. And once you hit the subscribe button, you'll get every show from the time we started way back 2 years ago up until today. Man, my God, it is good. Look, I am excited about today's show. So much stuff is going on, but I got to share with you guys. I got to share with you guys really, really quick about this. My weekend. I have to share with you real quick my weekend experience that happened. Sorry about that. That's me. I'm like, what's going on? I was trying to fix some stuff at the same time. My weekend experience over this past weekend, it was absolutely amazing to be able to share. I was able to share on an amazing ceremony this past Saturday. On this past Saturday, I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook Live, so y'all, we'll figure that out in a minute. I know it just cut off. I'm assuming that's a Facebook issue, so I'm not going to really worry about it. Everything else seems to be running, so I'm going to stick with what I know works. This Facebook Live thing is still rather, it's still trying to figure itself out. That's what I'm going to say. So we're going to leave it at that. But anyway, on this past weekend, I had the opportunity to do my first wedding ceremony. I had the opportunity to officiate my first wedding ceremony, and I have to say, it was an absolute honor and a blessing for the opportunity. I am overly excited because of just of the process. I'd never, you know, I've been in weddings. I've been the best man in weddings. I've been married. I've participated in weddings. I've seen them done all the way around. And one of the things that I've never had that perspective from actually standing in and being the one to do the officiating. And I am just overjoyed with the couple. So big shout out to my godbrother. And I guess that would make her my new god sister. But to the Odell family, Aaron and Renee. Aaron and Renee Odell. I am so, so excited for them too, man. They have been through so much. And to see two people bring everything to see everything come to fruition the way that it did for them was nothing but God. And I was just glad to be a part of it. I was just really glad to be a part of it because it was an amazing time. They got married on the Spirit of Chicago on Saturday, and we were supposed to have the wedding outside on a deck. And you know, you guys know the weather on Saturday. If you're anywhere in the Midwest on Saturday, the weather was uncooperative. It was very much it was so uncooperative. It was horrible, but one of the good things about it, and to show you that God was still in control with this thing, is that the decision was made early on. At one point, you know, it was raining. We got on the boat, and I'm working on the Facebook Live thing, y'all. I'm not sure what it is, but we're gonna figure it out shortly. We got on the boat, you know, we were early boarders. So I got on the boat and we're sitting there and we're seeing the rain just coming down. And then all of a sudden, the rain just kind of stopped for a second. So they had already told us that we're moving. They had already started setting up the interior of the boat, to do the wedding. And now mind you, those of you in spirit who live in the city of Chicago, you've seen this before with the boats have about three decks. And there were other parties going on, but for the first 45 minutes, the boat was all theirs. And, you know, we were supposed to get all this stuff done. The wedding was supposed to start at 7:15. That's what time the wedding was supposed to start at, 7:15. But because of the weather and all the difficulties of rearranging everything kind of got pushed back a little bit. We had to get the guest from, if you're familiar with Navy Pier, there's an area that you can wait indoors. It's to the parking garage where if it starts to rain, where you can wait in there until it's time to get on the boat. Well, it was raining so hard that the people, all of the guests were stuck across, you know, in this room, and they could not get to the boat. And so we literally, and man, shout out to the people at the Spirit of Chicago, because those people were, weddings can be a little intense. You know, brides are panicking, family members are panicking. It can be a little intense. But those people in the Spirit of Chicago, you want to talk about customer service personified and excellence. They made sure, yes, a few feet got wet. But as far as, you know, hair and clothing and all of that, they made sure they had their crew people out with those large size, as we like to joke around, feed the world umbrellas. And they walked these people over every time. Every person over one at a time from the dock to the boat, from the dock to the boat. So that took a little while, but you know what? It was worth it. We moved everything in. I have to say the bride and groom, let me tell you about this. I don't talk about a lot of stuff some stuff, but my godbrother Aaron and I, we go way, way back. You know, he was literally, if you want to say it this way, he was literally my first employee. He was literally my very first employee. My very first employee when I was about 13 or 14 years old, because his grandmother ran a snowball stand. Now you know everybody, you know, like right now everybody named mama got a snowball stand, but his grandmother was running a snowball stand. And she asked me in the summertime, would I come over and help her out? She was older, couldn't get around as much. So it was like, you know, it was the summertime. I was looking for something to do in the summer. So, you know, she was like another mother to my mother. And I was like, absolutely, I'll come over and do it. I didn't realize how much work there was in running a snowball stand. And I know people go, well, that's really not a lot of work. Well, yeah, I would beg to differ. And the only reason I say that is because she was meticulous when it came to details. But anyway, to make a long story short, as running the snowball stand, Aaron and his younger sister Angela were her grandchildren, and she wanted me to be out there. And she says, "Well, you run it, you make sure everything is set up. They work for you." And y'all just, you know, you handle the stuff. So literally, he was one of my first employees. And it's funny, we laughed about this the other day when we were doing the rehearsal dinner. We were talking about how much fun we used to have on the 4900 block of Adams, because that's where all of this stuff took place. And it was just amazing. It was a wonderful time, man. It was just amazing to see how much he's grown after all the heartache, and I've never talked about it on the air, but Aaron and Angela and Annette, brother and sister, they all lost their mom in the 80s, in the early 80s, to a tragic car accident in Oak Park, Illinois, where the Oak Park police were chasing a suspect, and they were chasing him down Austin, and his mother lost her life in a car accident. And, you know, so that's a lot for a kid to have to go through. And you know what? It shaped who they are. It shaped who they became. But they're better people for it. And I just applaud them, man. So big, seriously, real big shout out to the Odell family, to the newly formed, I should say, Odell family. And that would be Aaron and Renee. I was going to say Renee and Angela. I was going to sing a song. But but big shout out to them, man. It was an awesome moment, and I was just truly blessed and ecstatic that I was able to be a part of it, actually. And I won't forget it. They officially go down in the books as my first couple. So they are in the books. So, and I told them, I said we depended on each other. I said, because I'm depending on y'all to last a long time, so I can have something to brag about 20 years from now. And I can go back and say, yeah, that's my first crew, and they still together. And that's something. So I'm looking forward to being a part of their lives. And one of the things I told them is that this is not – my job doesn't end after you guys say I do. My job continues after you say I do. So if you have to come to me for anything, to talk, whatever it is, I will make myself available for them. So again, I'm excited about what God has planned for them and Aaron. And he's going to be on the show at some point. They're on the honeymoon now, but he will be on the show to talk about real estate and buying homes. He's a realtor, and man, and to go from and to hear his story, to go from homeless to now providing homes for people. That's a story. Y'all going to really, really enjoy that when the time comes. So I'm definitely going to make sure you get that when the time comes. So once again, big shout out to Aaron and Renee Odell on their way to Mexico right now. So I'm excited for them. So that was that. You also know, so what else was going on? Let me say this real quick too. My God, praise and worship yesterday. Oh, my Lord. Yee, my God. Praise and worship yesterday was something out of man. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy, and I was excited yesterday. Man, you know, it was hot. Y'all know how hot it was yesterday in the city. I don't even have to, like, you know, remind y'all of how hot it was yesterday. But it was so hot yesterday, and you know, I mean, it was so hot yesterday the devil got comfortable. Let me just put it that way. It was just that hot yesterday. But man, praise and worship yesterday was amazing. Pastor Williams preached yesterday on prayer, And man, I'm gonna tell you that sermon, and it was needed. And the fact that, you know, people came to the altar saying, hey, you know what? And man, I don't wanna, you know, I ain't gonna say nobody's name, but we had a brother who came and he needed some prayer. And, you know, we didn't hesitate to grab this brother and prayed for him. And I'm gonna tell you, it was one of those atmospheric, it was one of those church atmosphere moments that you would not have wanted to miss. I'm just telling you, it was amazing to be a part of it on yesterday. I just thought it was a church service that was overdue. You know, like I said, praise and worship was awesome, and the prayer service we had, the unscheduled prayer service that grew out of that yesterday was just amazing. And I hope some breakthroughs. I hope some people got their breakthrough yesterday. Because it was just awesome, and I just want to applaud definitely the praise team yesterday, and also Pastor Williams on that sermon, because it was necessary, man. The power of prayer, absolutely necessary, and we really, really, really needed to hear it. And I hope we get our prayer lives together. You know, that's you know, I say this a lot. Y'all probably heard me say it, because I'm one of the ones. I don't have a problem with telling people to pray. My problem is when that's all you do. That's where I tend to part ways with people, is because I'm all for prayer, and I believe prayer is an absolute necessity, but that can't be the only thing that you do. You have to be willing to then get up after you're done getting off your knees. You have to be willing to get up and make some changes, and it was just good, man. It was a good time, so I was really happy about that. I was just really happy about that, so it was good. So anyway. Moving forward. So as I just told you guys a minute ago, and Facebook Live is back up and running, you guys. Facebook Live is back up and running. One of the things, I don't know for how long, but it's back up and running. But one of the things, so as I did my first wedding on Saturday, unfortunately, the other part there, there's another part of this job in ministry that I was hoping to avoid as long as possible. I got tapped to a friend of mine who I grew up with, lost his brother a week ago Saturday in a fatal car accident right off of Independence and the Eisenhower Expressway. And he lost his brother. And I was asked by his mom to do the eulogy. And it was I didn't even know how to respond, because I've never done a eulogy. I've never had to, you know, and I'm one, and anybody who knows me, they know I don't even want one at my own funeral. I don't want no whole bunch of folks standing up talking and doing no whole lot of stuff. But I was hesitant to accept only because it was something that I know that I've never done. And I don't know how comfortable I would be with. But then I thought about it. I said, you know what? This calling does not come with a disclaimer that says you're going to always be comfortable. It does not come with that. It does not come with a disclaimer saying if you decide to take this call, it's always going to be. Yeah. I want
when you thought it was all over. ABK and Reverend right back at you, baby. From the shower with a new flavor. Can you feel me? Woo! Come on, everybody, get your hands up. Come on, everybody, get your hands up. Once again, it's on, man. Woo! Let's turn that knob up and fill this groove with it. Can you feel me? Yeah. Get your brains on.
Are y'all tired way back there? I thought y'all be going home by now. Y'all. Well, for those of you that come from the nice church that don't get all this loud, allow me to translate what she just said. Late in the midnight hour,
God's gonna turn it around.
It's gonna work.
It's gonna work in your favor.
Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company?
Thank you.
off all service. Like, I don't know what happened. I'm not sure what's going on. But, like, all of the internet access is, like, off. Everything went off. It's, like, dead. So we had to do some quick had to do some quick switching of some stuff around. I hope y'all can hear me. Really didn't want to do this way because I have no contact with my producer at all when I'm on this phone like this, using the phone to broadcast from. So, yeah, this is not good. This is not good. But look, the show must go on, right? The show has to go on. So I'm not sure who's listening. I'm not even sure who's watching. I know you ain't watching because all the watching capability is done. So this is what we're probably going to do because it's kind of hard. I don't even have access to the articles that we were going to discuss or anything because it was up on the screen. Let me see if it's even still up over here. No, because I can't even get to the – yeah, so – everything is kind of just in disarray. I'm not exactly sure what happened or what's going on, but yeah, this is this is crazy. This is crazy. So this is what we're gonna do. Let me first apologize. It's not, you know, I appreciate you guys for sticking in, figuring out. You know, we always have something going on, but you know, when you're at the, unfortunately, we're at the we're at some under somebody else's issues or whatever. So. And I believe it's a Comcast issue that I can't address and try to keep the show going at the same time. So we really need to figure out what that is. So this is what we're going to do. I'm probably going to end the show early because I don't want you guys to be sitting there listening to music. You can do that anywhere at any time. So let me just say this. I thank you all for listening, for trying to listen for these few minutes that we've been on today. I'm going to try to hash out what's going on. But let's do this. I'm going to end the show in prayer because that's what we always do. So, Father God, we thank you for just being who you are, God. We bless you. We extol you. We just lift your name right now. We just thank you for who you are in our lives, God. We thank you even for the hard times, God. We thank you even for the technical difficulties that we had today. Because at the end of it, we're still going to give you praise. We're still going to give you glory. And you're still king and you still sit on the throne. So it's in Jesus' name that we ask you right now, God, to fix whatever it is that's going on. And I know there's so many things going on in the world, God. But if you get an opportunity, just come on, stop by here. And help us out as well. God, we ask that you will continue to pray, that you will continue to make yourself known in the lives of those who do not know you, God. We ask that you will continue just to flourish and let your spirit flourish and go throughout this city and throughout this country and throughout this nation. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, hey, y'all, look, I'm going to have to get out of here. I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm going to have a story for y'all. I might not even be on Wednesday because I got this funeral I was trying to tell y'all about. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going on, and I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to try to figure it out in the meantime. What I want to do is this. I'm not going to end the show completely. I'm just going to have Tanya, if you're listening, if you can hear me, I'm sure you can hear me. I can't talk to you at all. But if you can hear me, you can just keep the music going for now and until I can get something figured out on this end, but I need to get off this so I can get behind the scenes and talk to Comcast. All right, y'all. So that's going to do it. Y'all stay blessed. I'm out of here. Love y'all. Peace.
things that make my feet